You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to continue this teaching each and every day, winning the invisible battle. First, we must know that an invisible battle exists.
Yes.
So when we know that this invisible battle exists, then we begin to seek our path to victory. Our path to victory is through Jesus Christ, through the truth of his word. He outlines, he maps out so that we're able to navigate the different trials and tribulations and such of life. We are on the winning team. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. For whatever is born of God, whatever, not whoever, but whatever is born of God. That's inclusive of the ideas, the purpose that God has entrusted us with. Whatever is born of God, whatever it is, whatever idea comes from God, whatever plan is born of God, whatever relationship is born of God, it overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Yesterday we were talking about a language of truth, speaking in alignment with the word of God. So speaking in faith is in alignment with the word of God, believing that it pertains to us, believing that it is what it says. It is alive. The word of God is alive. It's not old, dead, to be buried away. There were times in the Bible where people didn't hear the word of God for a long time, where the Bibles that they had of that time were just up in the heaps of rubbish, where the temples were taken down and things had been turned over to idolatry, and then they would find it and they would begin to read it in the hearing of the people, and it would touch the people so much. It was something that they never heard before. In the days of Josiah, when he had the priest brought him the Bible, and after generation after generation after generation of wickedness, the Bible lays out his father, his grandfather, they all did all this evil against God. And here comes little Josiah, and he reads the word of God, and he begins to declare it to the people, and it brought forth immediate change. Then we have in Nehemiah, when Nehemiah gets it out and he begins to read it in front of the people, he had to tell them, hey, don't sorrow. Don't let it make you cry now. All the promises in the word are for you. It's not condemnation. It's the victory that we have through the word of God. So there's many times in the Bible where we could see those things happening where it had been put away. Nobody was speaking the language of God. They weren't operating in faith. The world was all turned over to idolatry. But when they began to declare that word, it made a difference. And it was just the reading of the word. No spin. Just the reading of the word. No theatrics, no theater, no shining laser lights, no puffs of smoke. Yeah. Just the reading of the word in the hearing of the people that made a difference.
I just want to put a plug right here, and it's a good way to do that, that Pastor Diana will be teaching a boot camp, a Bible boot camp. On Tuesday and Wednesday. So, Tuesday and Wednesday, Bible boot camp. And if you miss coming or miss anything here, then you need to line up with the teaching that is going to come from there. Because I sold. She's a tremendous teacher of the Word of God. Teach with understanding. See, you can teach, but are you teaching with understanding? So you have to teach, number one, with understanding. Number two, you have to teach with revelation. The Word has to be revealed. That's it. And notice, as you were explaining the scripture in John, if we go back to that, and you says, whatever. She started by making the emphasis on the first word there in the sentence. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. She didn't say whoever. She goes to whatever. And whatever include whoever. Because if she start whoever, it is just referring to a person who. But whatever carries whoever and carry anything else. Okay? So if an idea is born of God, it's a whatever. So if my idea is going to prosper and flourish, I must come to that place that idea comes from God. Right. So if the idea is born of God, it is going to prosper. Whatever, the thing, whatever thing that comes from God will be victorious. How great a teaching is that? So when we always hear born of God, the first thing come to my mind is a person. Are you born again? Whoever. Whoever is born of God overcome the world. Yes. But also, whatever is born of God overcome the world. There's no way an idea comes from God that will not be victorious. It is impossible for it not to be victorious and be triumphant. I just want to make emphasis on that. And that's what you get when you sit on the Pastor Diana teaching. Pastor Diana Robinson, when you sit on the earth teaching, you're going to get clarity. You're going to get understanding, and you're going to get revelation, and you're not going to be lost in the word, because she's going to teach it to you where you can understand, because you can't do anything if you don't understand it. Don't you ever say that's so simple. No, it's not, because it's not. It's not so simple. It's because when it's broken down, you say, oh, it's simple. But before it was broken down, it's very complicated. Yes.
Jesus even teaches us in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So it's another witness to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Yeah. That which was lost. Not just who, but that which was lost. So that desire, that zeal, that which was lost
must come back to life.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Must come back to life.
You could go through our website, www.livingwordchurchcoco, and there's a contact form there, and you can request any of the print materials that will be going out for the Bible boot camp, Building a Ministry Mindset. We'll be able to send that to you if you're not able to attend. It's livingwordchurchcoco.com. That is our website. That is how you can find out information about what's going on at Living Word Church. And that's also how you can contact us livingwordchurchcoco.com.
Yes, and our emphasis, and our primary purpose and goal is to teach the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And on this radio show that we comes on 5 days a week for 15 minutes, our primary purpose here is not to tell a story. It's to teach the Word of God. And to teach it so that you can understand it and so that you can use it. We're not trying to build a church on the radio, because you might have your own church, but we will supplement whatever you have learned. And we hope that this radio broadcast every day has strengthened you and are building your faith in the Word of God. And you are becoming stronger and stronger just by tuning in and hear how you can access all the promises of God for your life. And how you can live out each and everything that God says. And you can say this all your life. I am everything that the Word of God says that I am. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You can just start to say that. I am everything that the Word of God says that I am. And I say that over my life. When the devil tried to beat me down in my mind, I said, no, the Bible says I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. So I get above my circumstances and don't go down. But I have to have the Word to say that. And I have to believe it. Yeah, here's those things. That we say, yeah, behave the Word. We're teaching you to behave the Word. And why? Because we show you from John where Jesus says, don't listen to the devil because he's the father of lies and he has no truth in him. So the devil only going to come to you and I with deception, which is lies.
Amen. And Jesus used the scripture to combat the devil in the garden, not the garden, when he was on 40 days in the wilderness.
Yes.
Yeah, so we need to look at the Word and we need to memorize it and we need to study it so that we have these weapons to go against the devil, because we tend to believe the lie sometimes,
yes.
You know? And we have to fight it, because the truth will set you free, like I read before. And the only way we're going to know is if we equip ourselves. It's like, you know, you go to school. If you don't study for a test, you're going to fail. So just look at the Bible like if you want to succeed in life and combat the lies, you have to study it and look at it and just absorb it. And let it go into your spirit. So then when the devil does attack with these lies, you can go right back at him and tell him, no, I am the righteousness of God. This is what the Word says. This is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, the devil's going to flee, because the Bible says he flees. And I also want to let you know, we win in the end.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I love that. You know, when Paul says, not having my own righteousness. That's why we have 100% assurance when we say, I am the righteousness of God. I am, because I have not my own righteousness. All my righteousness is like filthy rags. So I'm not going to hold up none of my righteousness.
Absolutely.
It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ that makes me triumph, that makes me prevail.
None of us are worthy. We're all sinners and fall short of his glory. So we need the righteousness of God.
That's it. And to walk in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In Psalm chapter 51, verse 6, David says, behold, you desire truth. In the inward parts, and in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. So we must operate in truth, be bare before the Lord. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. The Christian Voice of Brevard.
McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring them that help is available.